Countess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Praise God. Praise God. I am so glad to be here. And I am so glad that you are here. So I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to Authority Grace. All you in radio listening, right there in the airways. All right. I'm sending out much love to all in attendance. Amen. And I pray that all is well with you, because all is well with me and my house. Amen. Praise God. So I hope each and every one of you have had a great week. I hope you all enjoyed your holiday time. You know, that's the time we love to get our eat on. Praise God. And we thank the Lord for keeping us for such a time as this. Amen. He's keeping us in perfect peace as our mind is stayed on him. And we walk in love. Amen. If we walk in love and we don't faint, God's got us. You know, I like reading the 91st Psalms. And that 91st Psalms, I usually read it in the, I like to read it in the Message Bible. And in the Message Bible, I'm going to read it to you, starting at verse 1. And it's you who sit down in the high God's presence, the Almighty God's presence. Spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. He's El Shaddai. Amen. And after me, I want you to say these words. God, you're my refuge. I trust in you, and I'm safe. Amen. I trust in you, and I'm safe. That's right. He rescues you from the hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect us. Under them, we're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. And we fear nothing, not while wolves in the night are flying in the day. Amen. I'm excited. He said, fear nothing, not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not dis-ease that prowls through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon. Even though others succumb all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm will even graze us. We stand untouched and we watch it all from a distance. Watch the wicked turn into corpse. Yes, because God's your refuge, the high God, your very own home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. He orders his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You'll walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path. If you'll hold on to me, says the Lord, for your dear life, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care. If you'll only get to know and trust me, call me and I'll answer. Be at your right side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. Amen. I'll give you a long life, give you a long drink of salvation. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That was Psalms 91, and I read it out of the Message version. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to welcome all of you that have just joined in. Praise God. Praise God. Sister Zandra. Sister Anna, praise God. I thank you all for being here to worship and fellowship with us today here at Authority Grace. Praise God for you. And all the listeners, I can't see you, but I praise God for you. I thank you for supporting us in this time. Amen. Just your presence is amazing, is appreciated. Amen. And as we pray and believe God and trust God that he's bringing us through, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord for Psalm 91. My message tonight is not really a message. It's just a conversation I want to have, and I hope that I have some feedback. Because in this day and time, we want to thank God for the faith that he's given us. Amen. His faith. It's all we need. The love of God, his faith, his grace, it's all there for us. And if you want to follow along in Hebrews 11, that's where we're going to be hanging out. I have some help tonight. Sister Zandra, Sister Anna, and some others are going to be joining us. And we're just going to continue. And if you have anything that you want to say, and concerning the faith of God, concerning how God has kept you in this hour, the number to dial is 888-627-6008. And when you dial that number, you're saying, yes, I want to talk and join in with Demetria and Zandra and Anna and anyone else that's on the line listening in. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Because we all have a testimony. Anyone that has showed up on the line has a testimony, because that means that God has kept us in this storm, in the midst of it. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Father God, at this time. Thank you for Authority Grace Radio Broadcast. Thank you for those producers behind the scene. Thank you, Father God, for BBS Radio. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, that they're here for such a time as this, and that we're able to come on and share the good news. Amen. Praise God. And I thank you that the word falls on good ground today. I thank you that each and every one that's here in the sound of my voice, Father God, that they will be healed in the name of Jesus. They will have an ear to hear and a heart to receive. Amen. Praise God. And I love you. And I want you all to know that I love you so much. I thank God for you. Amen. Amen. If you would like to reach out to Authority Grace, the email address is prophetic, prophetic, 55 at gmail.com. Again, that's prophetic, 55 at gmail.com. If you would like prayer during this broadcast, you can dial 888-627-6008. And we will pray in agreement with you, believing that God has changed your life by healing you, hallelujah, by creating a job for you, by encouraging you and enlightening you to step out on faith and do that which God have called you to do, whether it's to make a dress, make a wig, hallelujah, for someone that can't afford the real ones, that $500 wig, that you would be blessed to make a wig and give it to them for half price. Amen. Come on, somebody. There's a job. You can make a job out of anything. You can become an entrepreneur in this day and hour. If you can make a pair of pants, a shirt to cover someone's body, amen, be a blessing. Because those of us are blessed to be a blessing, amen, because we're gifted. All of us have something that we can do. And we can share it out to be a blessing to one another. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sister Zandra, if you could read Hebrews 11 and 1.
Okay. Now faith is reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
the
God.
The proof. Praise God.
Proof. Yes.
The proof of what is not seen. That's a good one. The proof of what is not seen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. You had some pain in your body, and you had the faith to believe that God healed you. It's unseen, but you're walking by faith, and you're walking without the pain. Amen? That's proof.
Amen. Yes.
Of the unseen. Glory to God. Yes. I like that translation. What translation did you read that from?
This one is the Christian Standard Bible translation.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, I like that translation. Sister Anna, are you there?
Yes.
Which translation do you have Hebrews 11 and 1?
I'm pretty sure this one's King.
It's all there. Right.
Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. That word evidence.
Yes.
The evidence of things not seen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Praise you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord. I like one translation that talks, it says it's a title deed.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes. I like that as well. The title
deed. Yeah, the title
deed.
It's
already been given to us. But it's already been given to us.
Yes, yes. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, see, when you hold that title deed, it belongs to you.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? It's yours. Amen. It has your name on it. It's just like when you get the title deed to a house, a car, and it shows that when you get the new house, see, it shows that that builder who built that gave
That's
it
good.
You the title deed. Amen. He said, okay, I'm going to give it to Pardee. Pardee gives it to you. That title deed, his name is on. He transferred it over to you. And Jesus has stamped and sealed the approval, and he's given it to us, that faith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Come on now. It was God gave good gifts unto him to give to us. Amen. And then
Amen.
All we have to do is receive that gift. Glory to God.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen.
Yes.
I'm excited because he has done that for us. Amen.
Yes.
No one else. No loved one, no one else can give you that faith. No one else can give you love. All right? That true, uncut, uncensored love that comes from God. Because why?
Yes.
He is love. Amen?
Yes.
And what? How does the faith work? By love. Amen?
Yes.
See, and what does that tell you? Love is the main ingredient to cause anything to work. Amen? Just like when you need your bread to rise, the yeast is the main ingredient. Amen? Put your yeast, your salt, and all da-da-da-da-da-da, and that you have that main ingredient. If you want leavened bread, you take out the main ingredient. What? You take out the yeast. and then the bread is not going to rise. Amen. So love is the main ingredient to cause each and every one of the gifts of God to work. The grace of God, his love.
Yeah.
And he said that he poured it out on us.
Mm.
Amen. Mm.
Amen.
Glory to God. And I'm excited about the love of God, the faith move of God, trusting and believing that we are healed, trusting and believing that even when we read Psalm 91, when it said, it shall not come nigh thy dwelling place, no sickness and no disease. It's not going to come nigh us. Amen.
Amen.
He said, because I'm keeping you in a secret place. Under my shadow. Isn't that what he said? Sleep in Shaddai. Spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. And tell me how it is when you wake up in the morning. You have a peace.
Glory to God.
That surpasses all understanding.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Come on. Talk about it.
Yeah.
Praise
he
God.
He covers us with his faithfulness, with his faithfulness.
Amen.
He covers us with his faithfulness.
Amen.
And we can take our faith and put it in his faithfulness.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that
he
makes it complete. That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
That's right. Abiding under the shadow of El Shaddai.
Mm-hmm.
What is El Shaddai, Demetria? The Almighty God.
Yes.
Come on. He's the Almighty God. He's keeping us in the midst of this storm. This is
Amen.
A storm in this season. There's a storm going on. Well, you got to wear your mask. You have to wear your mask. You have to do all these things. And in the midst of it, God is keeping us. Amen.
Yes,
we're not moved by it. Those that are standing, believing God, walking by faith, knowing that his grace is sufficient for us, we believe God. We know that it's not coming now, our dwelling place. How do we know that? Because his word tells us that.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
God is good. And he's faithful. He's just.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
Yes, we bless you, Lord. We know that it's all you, Father God. In the name of Jesus. None of us. None of us. We can't do it. He's flawless. We're not flawless.
Yes.
You know. Some walk around thinking they're flawless, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
He's flawless.
Yes.
Amen. Mm. He keeps us. I'm telling you, I love that scripture because Psalm 91 puts it all together. Let's go there. Let me go there. We were hanging out in Hebrew. Let's go to Psalms 91. Amen. Because see, Psalm 91 lets us know that's where our faith is, right? We can jump back and forth from Hebrew to Psalm because you have to have the faith of God in order to be able to stand on Psalm 91. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I turned to one of my Bibles I found at my son's house today. In his storage, and it was my old Schofield's Bible, and I went right to Psalm 91 to make sure I had it marked and everything. And it's a very old version, and Psalm 91 and Hebrews 11 was all marked up. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God is so good. When you have a personal relationship with him, and your relationship is second to none. Amen. The relationship that you have with Christ Jesus matches to nothing and no one else.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, you who sit down in the high God's presence, the most high God, we sit down in his presence, those that believe, Because, see, remember, the faith goes back to where we had to believe that he was on that cross. See, we weren't the ones walking with him in that day. But by faith, we believe the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Why? Because the word became flesh and walked among us. Amen. Come on now. That word is real. It's true. It's alive. When you speak the word of God, it has life in it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I want to interrupt and say hi to my sister. She's listening from California. Praise God. I thank you for being there for me, sissy. My daughter is listening. Thank you for being out there supporting me. All right. And so those are people that walk by faith daily, believing God in every area of their lives. Amen. They believe God. They trust God. They spend the night in El Shaddai's shadow, truly, for their health and their strength.
Yes.
Amen. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Sister Anna,
yes.
Have words. Talk about that faith move. You got 1 minute. Mm-hmm. Talk about that faith move. Glory to God.
Only a minute? I got hours.
Yep, you got 1 minute. Give us the 1 minute version. Amen. Hallelujah.
Quick,
I love you.
Quick. I'll do a quick minute. So last week we were starting to, 'cause the Lord's been tugging in my heart to get rid of junk. We have so much junk. Get rid of it. I tried to rummage it. I tried to give it away. I was trying to give it away. So one day I got so frustrated. I said, no, we have to take this. The Lord wants us to get rid of it. Just get rid of it. So we grabbed up like 5-6 hefty bags and we gave it to the Goodwill. And when we get in the Goodwill, we're like, we're not going to look at nothing, because, everything just opened up recently. So we're like, we're going to do it now before they close it again.
Yes.
So then I said, I don't want nothing. I don't need anything because we don't. We consume so much. We have so much. We do. All of us. Mm-hmm. If we really look, we have too much. So anyway, so then I look by the books and I see this Bible and I'm like, oh, this is like a pastor's Bible. And I'm like, it's only $1. Oh, and I go back and tell my husband, you got to get me this at least. He's like, what? I go, it's a Bible. It's only $1. And I go, it looks like it's a pastor's Bible. And so then I look at it, and it's the New Testament, King James Version, Kenneth Copeland, Personal Notes Edition. And I'm like, praise you, Lord. To me, that just blessed me. I'm like, $1? Come on, Lord. Okay. So then we get home, and we sat down. We're going to eat what we had cooked the night before. We're sitting down. We're just so happy because when the Lord is telling you to do something, and when you do it, it could be the smallest thing, but it's a big thing. It just makes you feel so good. So we're sitting down, and we hear someone knocking on the back door. And my husband's like, who is it? And he runs back there. And there's a young lady that used to know my son. And she's like, oh, my goodness. She goes, I've been looking for you guys, and I had to come here. And God kept placing me in your hearts, and I have to come here, and I have to bless you. And we're like, yeah, babe, it's okay. And we're loving on her. We love you. You're welcome here anytime. And then she hands my husband something in his hand. And he's like, and he just prays over her. He goes, you don't have to. She goes, no, I have to bless you. I have to. So we just start praying
Praise
over
God.
Her. We're like, we love you. I go, you're welcome here. I go, don't ever feel like you can't come around, because her and my son ain't talking. I'm like, but that's not the point. There's a soul here,
Praise God.
So, and once you're in my life, you're in my life. I don't care if you hate my son, you date my son. What's
happening? Amen. Praise
God. I'm always concerned about the soul, okay?
Yes.
And the heart of a man, So then we sat down, and then my husband unfolds. He blessed us with $100.
Praise God.
And he's our provider.
Yes, he is. And
we don't sit and cry and say, oh, we don't got this. We have plenty. We have food in our fridge. We have water. We have hot water. We have shelter.
Amen. And thank you for sharing that, Sister Anna. And where that takes us, it takes us back to you spending time in El Shaddai's shadow. Amen?
Yes, Lord.
He's your refuge. You're trusting in him. And so that's how you're able to know when you see him show up. You know that that's him. Amen.
Yes.
You know that just wasn't no happen chance. That just wasn't no coincidence. You know that that was El Shaddai. You know that he is your provider. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
Amen. Come on, somebody. We know who that was.
She's seeking him.
Amen.
She
she's seeking him because she's watching your life. Amen. Praise God.
Lord.
Thank you for that testimony, Sister Anna.
Praise God.
Is there anyone else on that wants to share? Sister Zandra, you want to go ahead and share 1 minute to give us a faith moment?
I will. I do have a wonderful praise report. I just yesterday, I got home from the little job that I do, and just the fact that of what you were talking about, you said something about the builder, and then also, and then I was thinking about the love, and then Psalms 91, where I just love to run under his wings. You know, like a chick go under those wings when you just want to go and nuzzle up.
Yes.
And I love that. And then yesterday, I had gotten home, and just for like several weeks, I've been just coming home and I would sit down and just go into praise and worship. I wouldn't do nothing else. I would just go into a praise and worship. So yesterday, my daughter-in-law asked for prayer. And we were so, and I just thank God for restoring relationships, because he will
Amen.
If you let him. You don't just push and push and try to make something happen. He does a restoring. And it was such a blessing to the sense his love, the presence of his love in the prayer that was asked. And I when she walked away, comforted. And that's when you know. And that's when those are those moments you just love it when the Lord just uses you that way. And that's where I enjoy living in that love. Because love is the foundational ingredient. We were created out of love.
That's
so that's
right.
why we are love. Because he
Amen.
Is love.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God
Amen.
For the love of God. That's shed abroad in our hearts. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for pouring out
Thank
your
you,
love
Lord.
Upon us. Amen.
Yes,
Glory
yes,
to
Father.
God. And then he teaches us how to love. Amen. When we invite him into our life and we let him in, and then he teaches us how to love. That love is not like a human love. It's a different kind of love where you love to be all. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to welcome Sister Joan, I want to thank you so much for being here. We're speaking on the love of God. We're speaking on faith. We're talking out of Hebrews 11 and also Psalm 91. And we've all been expounding on being in El Shaddai's presence, you know, hiding under the shadow of the Almighty God. And, you know, what's so deep is that if you're really paying attention, amen, he's saying that hiding under the shadow of the Almighty God, just his shadow is so powerful. It's so full of everything we need. Amen.
Amen.
Just his shadow is keeping us. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited because I see the move of God taking place in my life every single hour of the day. I'm not just sitting here flipping some pages. Amen.
Right.
I'm living this thing. Amen.
Yes.
When pain hits my hip or my foot or something, I'm living this thing because I tell it to go. It has to go. By faith, I believe God. And that's the reason why I'm here, to pass it on to you, to believe God, to trust him, obey him. Amen. Sister Joan, go ahead and have words. We've been doing 1 minute talking about the faith and how we hide in the shadow and what the shadow does and his love. Go ahead.
Amen. You know, I was thinking, I was on the wrong line.
and
I was listening to Sister Anna,
and how she was saying how the Lord was telling her to get rid of junk. And I was like, you know, Lord, and that's what I've been seeing, signs in yards, 1-800-JUNK. We got junk. If you got junk, we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up. And so what was coming to me is doing this pandemic. He's setting this reset button.
Yes.
So when we die, and so when we come out of it, it's not going to be the same. You know, our love for one another is not the same anymore. It's more intimate.
Yes.
It's like the love he has for us is just, it's getting more intimate. He's setting it, that reset button is being reset.
Yes.
So when we come out of this, it's going to be so powerful.
Yes, Lord.
We are not going to be the same people we were 3 months ago.
Praise God.
And that's his love. Thank you, Jesus. You know what the enemy meant for our downfall, God has already turned it around.
Thank you for sharing. Yes, you know, I'm excited. I feel the reset move of God taking place every day. Yeah. People that are, you know, coming out victorious out of this COVID, pandemic. There's people that are walking out. There's people that are coming out victorious. Amen. It doesn't have to go the way the devil said, but it's going God's way. Trust and believe. Amen. There's lots of testimonies out there. And I want to encourage our listeners to don't be afraid to call the 888 number. Just call in and say, hey, I just want to share what God is doing in this hour. Amen. What he has done for me in this season. There's so many testimonies, and you're more than welcome to call us and just share. Amen. Share your testimony. Mm-hmm. Your word will encourage someone else. Amen.
Yes.
Your words, like we're all speaking here, me, Joan, Anna, Zandra, and everyone else that has had words. Listen, I'm getting text messages the whole time the radio broadcast is going on. People are just testifying and saying, yes, that's me. Yeah, I did that too, for real. Yeah, I agree. Come on the line and let the radio audience know. God is real. God is moving. When I tell you he's moving, he is moving mightily. I have had calls throughout the week. God is moving mightily. Amen.
And see, I just want to add that it's not about the money amount. It's about he thought of me. I want people to understand that. When you spend time with him, when you truly spend time with him, because if we go to Hebrews 4, it says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? It's not about... Amen. It's about the thought that he thought of me. He thought of me and my husband, in fact.
Yes.
Because we love him.
Right.
Because we all love that sacrifice. And so it shouldn't be a sacrifice to praise him and love him and just sit there and honor him. Because he deserves all the honor and glory.
And we give him all the honor and glory back. We give it to him, the love of God. And no, it's not about the money. We are not talking about the money. You're right. We're talking about the move of God. We're talking about how you made some moves and God made double move behind you. You see what I'm saying?
When we move, he moves.
Just like that.
He's like, come on. Just like that.
So we have to know that we can't beat him giving. You can't do something and not expect that he's going to do something.
Yes.
Because he's the great I am. He's the great I am.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And there's nobody greater. Because money don't mean nothing. He can feed you without a dollar. He can clothe you without a dollar. Amen. Yes. He can put wheels under your feet without a dollar. Come on, somebody. We serve a phenomenal God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And all of us here on this line have watched God move mightily without money.
That's right.
We have a prayer line that we meet on every Wednesday morning. Amen. And there's so many testimonies that come through there. Glory to God. How God has raised up some dead people. How God has healed some that they said wasn't going to get healed. Come on, somebody. We have to start bringing it to the forefront. We serve a true and living God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. The beginning and the end. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
He's omniscient. He's omnipresent.
Yes.
Amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And omnipotent. Glory to God. So we serve, it's unmeasurable. Amen. And we really, truly don't have the words to explain what our God is doing right now.
Amen.
Amen. We don't have the words to explain how God is moving mightily, how magnificent he is, how phenomenal he is. We don't have words in our vocabulary to explain. Amen. Okay. But the excellent words that we do have, we are sharing it with you.
Amen.
And what is that excellent word, Demetria? Love. That's the excellent word. Love. He loved you enough to bring you thus far. Amen.
Yes.
You know, get out of the tub, dry off, and say, Lord, I thank you that I was able to sit in this tub and soak, and now I'm able to stand to my feet, dry myself off without any help.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. That lady that just got out of that tub, you praise God. Step out of that tub and praise God for your victory. Because you know that there was a time when you could not even sit in that tub because they told you it was over. But God said, not so. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
I talked to a lady today. And I'm going to laugh about it. But I talked to a lady today, I'm laughing because she said, she said her knee, she said she hadn't used it in a while. And she said it was probably just a little stiff because I wasn't using it for a while. And she said, well, no, wait a minute, because I'm walking. I said, praise God, you walking. That knee is working. And we laughed about it because we know that, yes, my knee is working because every day I'm walking.
Amen.
I'm walking in the mighty name of Jesus, and I'm using this knee. And my knee is what causes my thigh to work and the below the knee to work, the calves and the shins. Amen. Amen. So we just said that to say that, you know, we're blessed on every level.
Yeah,
amen.
Lord.
We are.
We are blessed on every level. And so we just have to thank God. Each and every day, each and every hour. Amen.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you that we have ears to hear, even as we speak to each other right now. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
I'm just excited about what God is doing. It don't matter what the devil say. It's going God's way. Trust believe that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's going God's way.
Amen.
You cannot make mockery of him. Amen. Because it's going to go his way.
Amen.
Regardless of what you say out of your mouth. So you might as well say, I win. Because God is on my side. Jesus gave us good gifts. See, because God gave him, he said, I gave my son good gifts to give unto you. So every gift you have is good. Amen.
Yeah.
He didn't say he gave him bad gifts to give unto us. Come on, somebody. He said he gave him good gifts to give unto us.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And yes, amen. There are some people that will try to walk around and take your gift from you and say it ain't yours. God gave his son good gift to give unto you. Receive the gift of life.
Yes.
Amen. Receive the gift of faith, because his grace is truly sufficient for you. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And how do you thank him? You say, Lord, I thank you for giving me these good gifts. I thank you for giving me life.
Mm.
Amen?
Yes.
Praise
yes,
God.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes. All you got to do is thank him. And then what do you do while you're thanking him? You say, Lord, I believe. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
We have to believe that God has done this for us.
Yes.
Amen? When you stand up on your legs, amen, when you sit down in a chair and you can get up, amen, come on, somebody, when you stand in that shower, when you sit in that tub, God has blessed you. Amen,
yes,
that's El Shaddai. He's the almighty God.
Yes,
and we praise him for the things that he has done in our lives.
Yes,
amen. I traveled to go see my daughter a couple of weeks ago in Texas, and I didn't want to fly. I didn't want to ride no bus, so I drove. And you know, he took me all the way there, and he brought me all the way back, safe and sound, in the mighty name of Jesus, unharmed, untouched, unscathed. Amen.
Amen.
Because God is good.
Yes,
come
is.
On.
Yes.
And his mercy does what? Endures forever.
Endures forever. Yes, Lord.
And his grace is sufficient for me.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
And the scripture said he rescues us
from
all hidden traps. See, all hidden traps. Come on. Come on. All hidden traps.
Yes.
What happened? He rescues us from it. So you can hide a trap over there, and somebody can hide a trap over there, but guess what? It shall not prevail.
Amen.
Come on. I didn't say that. The word says it.
The word says it.
That's right. That's right. He said he will rescue you from every hidden trap.
Yes.
Now, come on. You have to know that that's deep. That's deep.
Yes, it is.
It sounds small, but it's deep. Somebody lay a trap for a bear. The bear can't see it, but the man knows where he laid that trap, right? So the bear steps into that trap and get caught. But because we serve the Most High God, a trap set for us will not prosper. Because guess what? God said he gives his angels charge of us that and they scoop us up and we won't dash our foot against a stone. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody's been rescued today.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, somebody. I'm raising my hand. I'm raising both my hands. I got my feet raised too. Because he rescued me from a trap. Amen.
Yes, right.
Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Amen.
To Hallelujah. God. I'm excited about God. I'm excited about the God that we serve. And I'm inviting every listener to tune in that has tuned in. To know that the Almighty God loves you and he will rescue, he will keep you from falling. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
He will keep
you
from falling. But guess what?
Yes.
You have to want to be kept.
Amen.
Because he's not going to force himself on nowhere.
Yes.
But you have to have the faith to believe that he's keeping you. From every trap and every snare. As you begin, bring your worship up. Come on, somebody. You got to praise him and worship him. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you for your word. It's true.
Yeah.
It's alive. And it's keeping me. And you say, oh, Demetri, how do I know it's alive? Because he kept you from falling.
Right.
He healed you. He allowed you to see another day.
That's right.
Amen. So when you praise and worship him, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, they say, well, just praise the Lord. Just praise him and worship him and watch him take all your cares upon him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you begin to feel mm-hmm. free in your heart and mm-hmm. mind. I'm talking about what I know. I'm not talking about what I thought or what I heard. I'm talking about what I know. He frees you. When you cast all your care upon him, you said, okay, all right, I see what's going on. Okay, Lord, I'm handing it to you. I got something else to do. I got to clean this kitchen. I got to go over here to the post office. I got to do this. Lord, I'm going to cast all my care upon you, for you care for me. Amen. Walk in that obedience of casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. We serve an almighty God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm getting wound up right now. Come on, sisters. Lord. Hallelujah. Lord. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone want to share? You got 2 minutes.
Thank you, Lord. I would like to, can I say this? When you were talking about clutter, that was one of the things that the Lord has been doing with me. Because, you know, in Hebrews, I think it's 9:14, it talks about he has cleansed us. He has cleansed our conscience from dead works.
Yes.
And we have a subconscious. And the Lord has been calling me into deeper, deeper. I know I'm not the only one. So I'm saying this probably for someone else too. It's okay for you to go before the Lord and just be stripped and say, I need my subconscious cleansed. He's been taking me into this cleanliness of my consciousness. Stuff that you think is gone is not gone. The dead works, those trees, he's cleansed us, but we don't know they're gone. They still try to resurrect themselves. And we were talking about cleaning house. He's been purging my subconscious. And as I go in deeper, as I spend in fellowship with him that time, and he took me over to Joshua 1:8 and said to meditate. And then he began to say, now ask me to cleanse all those dead, as they call them, dead trees out of your subconscious. And it has been so, that's why I'm coming home. I'll do my prayer in the morning, but when I come home, it's just like I want to get right back into his presence. I'm in it all day, but it's still when you get in that singleness. So not only does he cleanse the cluster from the outside, he'll clean up the cluster from the inside. Because if you got cluster on the inside, you can't even hear him talking.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So Thank you, Jesus.
Hebrews, that's Hebrews 9:14. And then it does Hebrews 10:22. 9:14, yes. And I'll read it real quick. It says, how much more with the blood of Christ through the eternal spirit offered himself up without blemish to God, cleanse our conscience from dead works so that we can serve a living God. Glory to God. Yes.
Glory.
Hallelujah. He said, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled cleansed from an evil conscience and our bodies washed and pure water. That pure water is that living word of God that my sister was talking about in the Holy Ghost.
That living word.
He's been
hallelujah.
Me, cleansing me from the clutter from the inside. And I'm rejoicing. And I just say, Father, thank you for correcting me. He just, when he does all I can do is raise my hand and cry and dance before him and say, thank you for loving me enough to correct me, God.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you for loving me that much, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Out
with the old and with the new. Like
that's
the old
wife.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. And anybody that wants to read about that living water, you read Ezekiel 47. Hallelujah. How that water, it brought everything alive. Come on, somebody. If you need your faith perk, read Ezekiel 47. Just, you know, just on a small note, I just want to say how powerful it is. And when Sister Zandra was speaking about that water, hey, man, glory to God, it just came. I saw the river of the water just flowing. Come on, somebody. Yes, somebody needs to hear about Ezekiel 47. Everything that water touched when it came through the synagogue, it made changes. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory. Mm.
My God.
Glory.
You know, it's so full, it's so powerful. El Shaddai, the move of God, the Most High God. He's Jehovah Rapha, the healer. Come on, somebody, because he heals everything, everywhere that water flowed, it healed. The dead things became alive. The dead fish in the water came alive. Read it, Ezekiel, the 47th chapter. Mm. Amen. Glory to God. Glory
Thank
to
you,
God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's true. He's living.
Yeah. That living water, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes,
Amen.
Yes, yes. You know, it's like the woman at the well.
Yeah.
He told her, he said, you drink this water, you will never thirst.
That's right. Amen. Come on. That's the living water. God.
Come on. Amen. Yes. Thank you,
Listen,
Jesus.
That's so powerful.
Thank you, Lord.
He is living water.
Yes. Yes, he
water
is. All he did, he just... You see me in Ezekiel, I'm going to show you again in John.
That's right.
Oh, I'm
and I'm going to keep on showing you.
Come on, I'm going to keep on showing you. Come on, man.
I am who he said I am.
Yes.
Glory to God.
That's
thank you. And I just want to invite each and every one of you that's listening. If you want to continue on hearing these good messages, you're more than welcome to tune in every other Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, if you want to join us on Wednesday mornings, Pacific Standard Time at 9 o'clock, you can join us at 424-284-5500. We have this same glorious time on that prayer conference line. In the name of Jesus, you're more than welcome to join us. It's 424-284-5500. And that's where the talk continues. When we're not here on Thursday evenings, we're there every Wednesday morning.
Praise God.
At 9 a.m.
Amen.
Pacific Standard Time. Here on the West Coast. Amen. And God moves mightily with us. Amen.
Mm.
We pray. We discuss. Amen. We encourage. We enlighten.
Yes.
Just as we do here at Authority Grace. Every other Thursday. Join us here at 6 p.m. Glory to God. You can send messages to prophetic55@gmail.com. We'll add you to the prayer list. If you want to discuss, amen, you can leave your messages there. Glory to God. Wow. We're here for you. Glory to God. I'm very excited about what God is doing. I thank you, Father God, that your word fell on good ground. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
I thank you that seeds were planted. I thank you that some were watered. And Father God, I thank you that you're giving the increase in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
and your grace truly is sufficient for us.
Yeah.
He has given us the authority to be here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Until we meet again, God bless you. Love you.
Amen. God bless you too. God bless. All right.
Bye-bye.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria. Every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.